Welcome to the Running in the Center of the Universe podcast. This is Ashland Dave. I'm your host. This is the week of Memorial Day 2009. And I got my first run in today since my last race back on May 2nd. And I got to say, I'm hurting. It was totally overdone. I ran with my Team Incognito group and really ran too fast, too much. And I'm hurting this afternoon, so... met everybody down in Richmond at 8 o'clock, and the plan was 6 miles for the whole group. I was going to do between 3 and 4, but the first mile was across the river on a bridge where I couldn't really talk to everybody, so I decided to stick around for a little bit longer, and I ended up having to stop and walk and wait for them to turn around, and I just caught up with them once we started heading back into our starting spot. And I had a hard time. The humidity just kicked in. I think it was because of the speed. We were running around a 9-minute mile, and I'm more of a 10-minute mile person. It was very nice. Kelly came back and ran with me some at the back, and then I caught up with everybody later. So, Kelly, thank you for that. That was very nice. But it felt good to get out there. I definitely can get used to that again. And give me a reason to put some material together for the podcast. This week it's not a totally new show. I'm going to use some material from last year's Memorial Day podcast, which was episode number 13. The reason is because I had put together some material for that show that is still pertinent today, just some reflections on Memorial Day. And most people who download the show probably will not download it on Memorial Day. They'll get it later in the week, but as I'm doing the show, it is Memorial Day, and so a lot of stuff still pertinent, so I hope you enjoy that. I've got some plans for getting started on my training again. First and foremost, I'm going to take the next 2 days off, and I'll just let my body just chill out, and then I'll probably start with some 3-milers and do that for a couple times before I start. I just ran too much today. It was too fast. I really just need to run my own pace regardless of the circumstances. Here I am running with the group. I enjoy talking with everybody, but then I found myself looking at my Garmin constantly to see how far we had to go because it was just getting uncomfortable. And I really shouldn't do that. I should definitely follow my own schedule. But anyway, it's great to see everybody. John, Todd, Dana, Kelly, and me, and it was a good small group of our Team Incognito folks that I've enjoyed so much running with and talking with and training with over the last couple years. We tend to get together more on holidays than a regular thing because folks do different activities, whether it's sports backers or a half marathon training team. Some of those folks are doing or coaching or just participating. Everybody, and we all live in different parts in the Richmond region, so it's hard to get together regularly. Although everybody came to my birthday party, which was really cool. So anyway, it felt good to get back going again. And other than maybe overdoing it, I felt good for the first couple miles until the humidity started affecting me. I didn't have any water, which I probably should have done. And plus, I was on a kind of a real tight time schedule. I had to get back home so we could go and visit my folks, and I should have just gotten up earlier and given myself more time to run as opposed to trying to squeeze everything in and then driving down to Richmond and driving back up to Ashland. And sometimes that's just the way it goes. You gotta squeeze those runs in. But it was great to see everybody. I guess I could keep rehashing that, but anyway, for anybody from Team Incognito that was out there running, it was great to be back, and I think I'll probably be picking up my training probably the first week in June, a little bit more regular. I'll take a couple days off, and then I'll start running a couple 3 or 4 milers later in the week, and before I know it, I'll be getting my mileage up. So anyway, here's Memorial Day. I've done a podcast on Memorial Day before, and I'm going to use it again. Some of the stuff is going to be... might not exactly apply today just because of the dates, but for the most part, this podcast Memorial Day podcast has already been done, and I'm going to use the same one from last year. So if you haven't heard that one yet, it'll be new material for you. If you've been a regular listener for over a year, then you've heard this one. And it's a little unique, so I hope you like it, and I'll check back in with you after this part of the show.
This is Axel and Dave, and I'm running in the center of the universe, Ashland, Virginia. This is the week of Memorial Day, 2008. Matter of fact, I'm recording this on Memorial Day. Decided to go out for a kind of a long run this morning. I'm almost a mile into a 6 miler. The weather is just absolutely gorgeous this morning. It's it's a little warm, it's about 75 degrees, and our talent pool is opening this weekend, so I think we'll be headed there this afternoon. Basically a day of relaxation and remembrance, being that it's Memorial Day, and I heard something interesting on the radio in an interview that Memorial Day is not for the dead, but it's for the living. It's for us to remember those who have served and fallen in battle or in active duty in military service. And I thought that was an interesting concept, because I've always thought Memorial Day is just it's for the dead veterans that have gone before us serving the country. So I thought that was kind of an interesting twist on Memorial Day. I've going to insert a speech into this podcast. It's a few minutes long. It was done by a congressman from Delaware in 1947 that he briefly talks about the origin of Memorial Day and how it started as Decoration Day by the widows of Confederate soldiers. Cleaning the graves of the Confederate dead, decorating their graves, and then realizing that Union troops that were buried nearby, their graves had fallen into disrepair, and they knew that those soldiers too had loved ones, and they cleaned those graves. So that'll be pretty cool. But I've been kind of reflecting on Memorial Day. I decided to wait till I went out on my run to kind of think about it, and I'm hoping my thoughts kind of flow freely. But my generation has only recently had to deal with people who died in war, with the Iraqi War, as well as the Persian Gulf War. The Vietnam War was not something of my adolescence or young adulthood. But the Persian Gulf War and the Iraqi War certainly has. But Memorial Day covers all wars, going back to the Revolutionary War. So it's kind of intimidating when you think about it, that it's not just for, you know, World War II or World War I. It's all wars. And it's kind of an awesome thought. Awesome as in just being real big, not great. But it's, I guess, overwhelming would be a better word, to think of all those that have died for our country in war. I'm going to digress for a minute. I'm running one of my favorite routes which is the Ashland Charlie line. And for the first time ever, I actually see somebody else on the trail. It's a cyclist. Never seen anybody back here. How's it going?
Good.
All right. I've been to the wall in D.C., Vietnam Veterans Memorial, and that's it's kind of unbelievable to see. Everybody's very quiet there, and to see all those names, I mean, it's just, it's unbelievable. And here recently in Virginia, the Virginia War Memorial has been in the news because they've run out of space for the names of the fallen from Virginia. And it says something like $6 million is needed to properly commemorate those that have died. I've been down to the Virginia War Memorial, which is on Belvedere Street in downtown Richmond. It's pretty neat place. Matter of fact, they're having an event there this morning, and I had asked my wife if she wanted to go. We went a couple years ago when our daughter was in a stroller, and there were a lot of people there. I think Congressman Eric Cantor from Virginia spoke. In fact, he spoke inside an auditorium that was there. We couldn't even get in, there were so many people. That was really something. And Hanover County, where Ashland is in the Commonwealth of Virginia, they put up a war memorial at Hanover Wayside Park, which I have yet to visit. They had an event there, I think Saturday morning. Why I did not get off my duff and go, I don't know. So today I'll observe a moment of silence at 3 o'clock, which I think is what should be done. If you're new to my podcast, this is episode number 13, and you can find the previous 12 episodes on my blog site, which is ashlanddave.podbean.com. You can also search for Ashland Dave in the iTunes store, and you'll see my episodes as well as some videos. But I was inspired to start this podcast after Steve Runner at the Fidibidations podcast stopped doing his weekly show, and he left a void. And there's a podcast called ConfessionsOfARunner.com, and her name is Jody. She started doing one, which I listened to for a few weeks, and she was kind of talking about how fun it was. So I kind of started. My first episode kind of sucks, but I like to think it got a little bit better. Not much. Each week. And I found that it is a very therapeutic way to kill about 4 miles when you run, talking to yourself. And it's an unscripted show. I don't have anything in my hands other than a digital recorder hooked into a microphone clipped to my shirt. So that's why I might sound a little disjointed. But I kind of wish I could remember more stuff in my head. But sometimes the thoughts just don't really come out that freely. And this is probably one of those days. I've noticed that some of the podcasts that I've listened to, there's a guy named Jim that's been sending in audio submissions. And he's kind of like a bandit podcaster, where he'll record an audio clip, and then he emails it to someone who has a podcast. And in essence, he's kind of doing his own podcast. It's pretty funny, but it's clever. And Anyway, you can listen to Jody's podcast at confessionsofrunner.com and listen to Jim. He's somewhere about 10, 15 minutes long. And it's just pretty funny. But anyway, I do the podcast every week, mainly about distance running. I might insert some other stuff in there. I hate litter, so sometimes I talk about that. Matter of fact, I spent the early part of the morning walking around the block with my daughter and filled up a whole grocery bag of litter. And you might think, well, God, what kind of neighborhood do these live in? Well, I live near a corner that has a vacant lot that's wooded. And everybody knows that people always litter in the woods where they can throw stuff and nobody will see them. So I'm happy to do it. Keep my little slice of heaven clean. And anyway, things I don't like are litter. Things I do like, the sun shining in my face. Ceiling fans, I like sitting under ceiling fans outside. And long distance running, I love running. I think I've said before that I'm coaching a half marathon training team that's training for the Patrick Henry Half, which is August 23rd, right here where I live. And it'll be in its second year, the race. It's a variation of a much older race called the Battlefield Half Marathon. And the demand just outgrew that venue, which was over in a battlefield in the eastern part of Richmond, a Civil War battlefield. And so Patrick Henry kind of replaced that and combined another one called the Procrastinators, which was for people who procrastinated in signing up for the battlefield. Kind of funny, but this weekend we had our third group run, the second one for me because I missed the first week, and we are doing a lot of base building to prevent injury. And what I mean by that is that all the runs are 3 miles. It's a 3 midweek runs and then a group run on the weekend, and we just did 3 again last Saturday. I got there earlier and did 3 before the group because I'm trying to keep a long run on the weekend built from that, but I'm not going to overdo it. I'm pretty much going to stick to the schedule because I don't want to get injured either. And we'll max out at a 12 miler a couple weeks before the event. If you can do 12 miles, you can do 13.1, definitely. But we got a kind of a small group, roughly around the same pace. Got a couple people that run faster than the others, a couple people run a little slower. But I've enjoyed it so far, and it's going to be hot on race day, so I sure hope that everybody heeds our advice about hydration and getting your body used to running in the heat, because the only way to train for a race like that is to run in the heat. So I'm really looking forward to that, and I think I had some thoughts about doing the Annapolis 10 miler the next day, but I'm not quite sure yet. Interesting. The car just stopped moving over. Everybody in it. And then with my Team Incognito training group, there's some talk of doing 24-hour endurance run in October, as well as a Blue Ridge relay in early September. But I don't know if that's going to work out or not. That might be a little much. But I'm all about running this year. Everything's going to culminate at my first attempt at an ultra, first weekend in May of 2009. I'm starting to get totally focused on that. fact, I keep checking the Strolling Gym website to see if they've updated anything. Hey, you know, they got photos and stuff on there. I got a link on my blog. I just wonder if I could do that. I was driving down to my parents' house yesterday. I was kind of jokingly telling my wife that I should run from my house to my parents' house as one of my training runs, and then she can come pick me up and we'll eat dinner. I'm doing one of those point-to-point runs, which I'm so fond of. Because from my house, or yesterday from the gas pump, where I flipped the odometer to my parents' house, is 25 miles. And I'll be doing probably 2 marathon-length training runs to prepare for the ultra. And I'd have to take some back roads, but that'd be a hell of a challenge. Good God, I'd have to figure out my route and take some money to buy stuff to eat and drink along the way. Maybe I'll do that. And that'd be a hell of a way to spend the day. I have to give that some more thought. Actually, the more I think about it, the more I would really like to do that. Maybe make a video of it to remember how stupid it is. I'm trying to think the way to do it. I gotta cross the James River at some point. There's only so many bridges in the city to go south of the river. Yeah, maybe I'll... that'd be something. Probably shouldn't tell my parents because they would... Big tractor. Probably get mad at me for trying that. But it sure would be a new experience. I think also if this is your first time listening, or even if you've listened to a couple shows, I'm not really sure how many people are in my audience. I'm guessing maybe a handful. Some friends have told me they listen. And I kind of check on the Podbean site how many people hit the different episodes. I don't really know if they're listening or downloading and deleting. I guess a little explanation is necessary for the title of my podcast, Running in the Center of the Universe. The center of the universe is what we call in Ashland, us Ashland Americans, we call Ashland the center of the universe. And no, I didn't make that up. That was made up, or the phrase was coined, if you will, by a former mayor named Richard Gillis, or Dick Gillis. He coined that phrase well before I moved to town. And there used to be a marquee on a shopping center, Henry Clay Shopping Center, as a matter of fact, an old looking rusted out marquee that said Center of the Universe on it. Sometimes a movie theater marquee said it. And who might argue with something that's happened before I moved here? So there's bumper stickers around town. We've got a big marble rotating ball in front of the library, which is named the Richard Gillis Public Library. And this is Ashland Center of the Universe on it. So that was not anything I made up, and I do not believe the world revolves around me. However, us Ashland Americans like to think that we have a little piece of heaven here in our small town of about 6,900 people. We're the only incorporated town in the Richmond metropolitan area. And the reason that is significant is because Ashland is in the middle of a county. Ashland's got its own town council. It's got a small police department. it taxes its citizens, and the county taxes its citizens. So we pay tax to both, but we get lots of services for the taxes we pay in Ashland. So that's why my podcast is called Running in the Center of the Universe, because I am indeed running in the center of the universe, Ashland, Virginia. And I was at a St. Patrick's Day party, where I heard someone use the term Ashland American, and I asked for permission to use that. I thought that was pretty funny. People in this town take their citizenship seriously. So, in case you were wondering where that came from, that is where that came from.
All right, this is a speech from Caleb Boggs. He was a senator from Delaware and a governor from Delaware, but before that he was a congressman from 1947 to 1953. And in 1947 he made this speech on Memorial Day where he talks a little bit about it. I thought it was pretty cool, so I thought I'd share it. That was a recording from the static on that was from the recording. I got that off the internet. I thought that was pretty cool, and it just kind of, you know, says what Memorial Day is. So anyway, I hope you like that. And I got a couple emails that I got, and let's see, Samantha, she checked in. She is interested in the Outer Banks Marathon and wanted some information on that. I emailed her back. Samantha, I emailed you back. I put a link to Runcast TV that has a video that I did of the Outer Banks Marathon, but it's kind of grainy and blurry, and I wrote a link to email so you can check that out. I recommend the race. It's in its fourth year this year, and I did the half in 07, did the full in 08, and I think it's pretty good. It's November 8th this year, November 8th. My daughter's all excited because we're going to the swimming pool. But anyway, the Outer Banks Marathon is the Sunday before the Richmond Marathon, which is the 14th. I think it's November 8th, whatever that Sunday is. And I think it's a great race. It's mostly flat, and it's got goes through actually a wooded preserve, and that's got some rolling hills. It's not too bad. It's a nice break from the sun, and then of course the last bridge across on the Roanoke Island. Looks a lot steeper than it is, but it's not that steep once you get on it. Anyway, Samantha had mentioned that she wants to do Chicago as well, which is in October, and her sister wants her to run the Kiawa Island Marathon in December, and I'm thinking that's Hawaii. Don't know where that one is. I say go for it all. Get in the Maniacs, just get them all done. And I think that you had mentioned, made some mention in an email about getting into the Maniacs. It would qualify you as definitely go crazy, do your three in 3 months, and get in the Maniacs. Life is short, but running makes it seem longer. So thanks for the email. And hope to hear back from you and let me know what your decision is. I might, if you decide to do the Outer Banks, I might end up seeing you down there. My friend Bob runs it. I heard from Dirt Dog over at Dirt Dog's Running Podcast, and I'll put a link in the show notes to his. I'm going to send him a DVD. Thank you, Dirt Dog, for the donation. And that's for everybody. If you want a DVD of the Sterling Gym Ultra Marathon that I did, I think it's pretty decent quality. It's got deleted scenes, it's got a slideshow, and the regular video from the race of me and Tom. Took me a while to put it together, and I was able to get it all to DVD with, you can go on the menu and, watch the deleted scenes, which is kind of funny, watch the slideshow. So check that out. Mike, appreciate you sending in a request for that. That will go out to you this week. Appreciate the donation to Aces. And if you aren't, anybody else is interested, just send me an email to ashlanddave@gmail.com. Heard from Shelly on the site. She checked in. She was very inspired by the race report. I actually sent her a copy of my race report because we're good friends. And Shelly's hoping to make it back. She has had the long distance running is taking a little bit of a toll on her body. And she's doing lots of cycling, but she is, I think, running the Patrick Henry Half Marathon training team. I think she's involved in that because she asked me to come on out there and for a couple runs. So I'll probably see you out there. Shelly, thanks for continuing to support the podcast and listen and checking in on the site. Appreciate the comment. And hopefully you can get your runs in and without too much trouble. I would really like to get a video of you running in your pond. I can't believe that no one got a video of you actually running in your pond when you were running and doing your pond running as opposed to pool running. Shelly, thanks for the comment on the site, and certainly look forward to seeing you again real soon. So that's it this week. I'll be back next time with another episode. I guess episode 63 will be coming up. Now that I'm running again, I will probably get the episodes out a little bit more often. It's really hard to put together a weekly show. For anybody out there that does a podcast, there's a lot to it, but it is a lot of fun, and you gotta do something while you're running, so you might as well talk to yourself. Maybe I'll try to branch out a little bit, we'll see, I don't know. But anyway, I'm getting about 250 downloads a week, so that means that there are people that are coming back, and I appreciate that more than you. So anyway, this is Ashlyn Dave, and I'm running in the center of the universe, reminding you to run to the finish, keep on running. Life is short, running makes it seem longer. Y'all have a good week, and I'll see you next time.